everybody. This is Deborah from MyMindMyBody.net, and I'm here with my friend Katja. Hello, Katja. How are you?
Fine. I mean, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well. Thank you. So we're here with this intuitive eating series, and we are both certified intuitive eating counselors, and we're going to be talking about principle one from the intuitive eating book, which is diet mentality. So let's start with, what is diet mentality? So Katja, what is it?
I don't think they define it per se in the book as a specific thing, because it's probably not one just thing anyhow. It's any thought or actions that a person tends to do that keeps them in dieting. That's the way I define it. You know, I mean, you're thinking that you have to look a certain way. You think, you know, all these thoughts, you know, that they carry with us, that we have to eat a certain way, we have to look a certain way, and, you know, meet a certain set of standards. That's the thoughts. The actions are the actual counting of calories, the weighing yourself, the weighing of food, all those. So that's, to me, what diet mentality is you are mentally in the dieting mode.
Yeah, I agree. I think of it as like you live dieting. It's on your brain all the time. Everything around you is about dieting. You have the tools, like you said, you think about it all the time. Conversations revolve around it. So it's just dieting as part of your life. Nice.
It runs your life, actually.
It does. I know. That happened to me for sure. So it's the first principle. Like, why is it something important to do at the beginning?
Well, it seems sort of silly to say it, but if you don't know what it is, you can't work around it and get past it. I mean, if you don't understand, and it is something that goes on throughout the process of intuitive eating and also in your life as in general. I mean, dieting mentality is out in the world. I mean, you can't miss it. It's in the media, it's in your friends, it's in yourself. So if you don't deal with that right off the bat, the rest of it just is sort of icing on the cake. It doesn't really do the whole thing. It isn't the cake itself. You want to get going on the process, and you want to really, you know, have a reason. And that's part of this establishment too, is having a reason to not diet anymore. If you don't understand dieting and what it is you don't want about it, you're not going to move on and be able to counteract that.
Nice. Yeah, I also see it as like the foundation. So if you have the house or whatever, it's the foundation. And if you aren't able to kind of work on that, then the rest of it isn't going to crumble as quickly, I guess. You know, you need to work on the diet mentality before you work on hunger and being okay with exercise and gentle nutrition. You have to work on that foundation. Otherwise, the rest, you're still going to be dieting in a bit.
Well, diet mentality plays into all those. Diet mentality plays into hunger, into fullness, into exercise, and all these other, you know, nutrition, all that other stuff. So, you know, if you don't understand what it is for you and how it affects you, you're going to have a hard time working and changing those other aspects positively for yourself.
Right. So how did it come into your life?
You know, it wasn't like I just hit a certain age or something and all of a sudden I got a diet. I think it was always there. It's, you know, family, friends. You know, I come from a family where the women, if you look at, I have pictures on the forum, all the women in my family, when they get mature body, you know, boom. I mean, I'm fighting this, and they all, one side always, oh, don't get that. I mean, it was always there. And then, of course, my dad had such a phobia about being fat because his mother was fat. I mean, it's just absolutely pervasive. I mean, it just comes and claims you. You don't even know it. You know, you're thinking everyone else thinks this way, so I've got to be that way too. And, you know, as much as I didn't diet, the mentality snuck up and sacked me. And you, I mean, how did, you know, where do you think your origins came from?
I remember it early on. There's been many instances, but when I was probably 7 or 8, I was visiting an aunt of mine, and she said to me, "You've gotten fat." And the tone and, of course, the words made me think, oh, that must be a bad thing. And from that point forward, I realized that I probably should change my body in some way because that's what's expected of me. Before that, I was fine. I mean, I didn't care how I looked, but I mean, I was fine with who I was. And after that point, I was kind of like, oh, something's wrong and I need to be better in some way. And that really stuck with me. And then, of course, as I get older, things pop up. But that was the first thing that I remember.
You know, that reminds me of one of the gals in the forum, Carrie, said that she says, if you ever observe like a 2 or 3 year old in front of a mirror, they're dancing, they're looking, they think they're wonderful and this and that. And you know, what happened? Where did that go to? We still have that within us. And right. You know, and but it does get poo-pooed out. I mean, you know, you're not supposed to be, oh no, no, that's selfish, that's vain, all these other things, or you can't trust it. That's sad, but that's what happens. You know, I mean, that's part of our human experience in life.
It's like you lose that innocence. Yeah.
And connection. Mm-hmm. That's a connection with yourself. You know, feeling good about yourself is what's going to help you to keep healthier and keep better attuned with that. I mean, being true and honest to yourself has got to be the best basis you can work from.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it plays into mental health and everything. And so, absolutely. Mm-hmm. So tell me, how does someone identify diet mentality in their life? What can they do?
Well, you know, it's hard to just stand and without a mirror and see what you look like, you know, and that's sort of what I use the forum for, or I, you know, in the past, I mean, I'd ask other people and they would, you know, there's a really good thread in there about on discussion on diet mentality and what do you not miss about dieting. So you can start from the negative and say, what do you not like about dieting? And usually those are elements of diet mentality that you can identify. I suggest people just absolutely take notes, because it's not something that's easy to see and it's not something easy to acknowledge, you know, and then you tend to forget. So if you can, you know, start finding out what it is about that type of behavior that doesn't please you. And then you can start in on identifying it in your life.
Yeah, absolutely. I did that exercise, I guess, where I said, what do I hate about dieting? And my list was really long. I didn't think it'd be that long, but it really was. It went on forever. But it helped me realize how awful it was and how I didn't want it in my life. I think it's also important for people to just reflect on their thoughts and their actions and see if there's a slant to it that's like diet mentality.
Mm-hmm.
Like I used to go to restaurants and I would see the calorie count and I'd say, oh, no, I have to pitch something that has less calories. Where now it's just a number and I see, okay, do I want it or do I not? And so that slant on how I approach things is really important.
Yeah, I mean, it's starting to identify where things aren't working or happy making for you, you know? I mean, numbers, I mean, all this numbers, that's a diet, to me, that's a big flag for diet mentality. When you start worrying about numbers as opposed to connecting with what it is you really want and need.
Yeah, numbers is huge. It was a huge part of my life, which is a different video series. So has dieting worked for you? Did it work for you when you did it?
You know, I never really was a heavy dieter or did, you know, follow any particular program. And when I did sort of diet, just basic, oh, I won't eat this, that, and the other stuff. When I was younger, it worked at the moment. You know, I wasn't in that bad a shape, so it didn't really come back. But over time, it did take and slowly play into the diet cycle. Did I have the yo-yo dieting? No, not as much. It just kept slowly ratcheting up.
Yeah, dieting, it did work for me. I'm one of those people who got the 5% that I lost weight and I kept it off. But I lost weight, but I gained an eating disorder. And so it's one of those things where I wasn't healthy. And
Yeah.
So I lost weight and I just kept going. And so, I mean, it didn't work for me, but it did in the sense in terms of my numbers. You know, I lost weight, I kept it off. But I never wanted an eating disorder, and I wouldn't have started dieting if I knew I would have gotten to that point.
You know, when I was really young, just before I got married, late teens, and oh my God, you know, I can't be fat and all this other things, I won't be attractive, blah, 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 bullshit. Anyhow, I really got down. When I got married, I weighed about 108 pounds, which for someone 5'4 was pretty thin. You know, and I think even my mom was a little concerned, you know, and all that. But I didn't stay with it. Once I relaxed and it came back. But the cycling routine, I never really bothered it much because I was such an active person that I didn't really need to do it as much. It was more later on when I got into my menopause year and my middle age that, you know, I wasn't as active probably. And also, you know, we had more fun. We did things. I liked to cook, so, you know, I did that. And then, of course, I began worrying about it, which was probably the worst thing I could have done. And I started to try and monitor it. And the doctors, of course, you know, don't get that. You know, don't watch it, watch it, watch it. So that's when I really started ratcheting up and up.
Yeah. Yeah, that happens to a lot of people. They diet to lose weight, then they gain the weight back, and then some.
Oh, yeah. That's constant. I mean, yeah, you talk to anyone in the forum, and that's clicked up, and they'll say, oh, God, yeah, every time. You know, a couple pounds. And how many times we've done that? Oh, geez, it's added up, yeah.
So why did you choose to stop dieting and embrace intuitive eating?
I got tired of being told, you know, the shoulds, the could, you know, you got to, and all this. And they just said, you know, there's got to be a nicer way to live. It's not, you know, I'm going to have to watch every bit of food that comes in my mouth and what it is. That just didn't please me. I enjoyed food enough, and I thought, this isn't right. So I began looking around, and I found one book, Janine Roth's books, and I read those and such. And, you know, it helped me understand that there was another way, that it wasn't, that we weren't locked into what everyone else thought we should. And you know, the natural rebellion in me said, no, I want to do this.
Yeah. Yeah, I was just exhausted mentally, physically, emotionally. I was just done. And I was tired of feeling tired. And so when I hit bottom, I was just, I need something else. And so that's why I embraced intuitive eating, because I was just tired of, like you said, the constant thinking about food and numbers and everything. And I just wanted to live life. And dieting consumed my life. And I didn't want to live that way.
It's like it sucks you out of your life. You're not living your life. You're living what it thinks you should.
Right. Absolutely. All right. So audience, I want to leave you with a question or something to ponder. So give some thought to where you see diet mentality in your life, you know, whether it's on social media or, you know, in the real world, wherever, and just kind of notice it and acknowledge it. And Katya and I will be back to discuss how to reject diet mentality on a future video. So Katya, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having this, Debbie. You're really making this awesome.
Well, I really enjoy it. So I think it's great for us and for the audience too. So again, this is Deborah from MyMindMyBody.net. Please like, comment, and subscribe, and take care. Bye.
Bye.